Michael Radford, the British director of the Oscar-winning movie Il Postino, returned to Italy recently to film Shakespeare's Merchant of Venice, and he was doing something no one had ever done. While there have been lots of screen Hamlets, this is the first full-length feature film of Merchant of Venice, a play that is sometimes called Shakespeare's cruelest comedy. Our critic Bob Mondello says that Al Pacino, in the role of Shylock, makes the long wait worthwhile.
16th century Venice, a commercial port where the state frowns on but tolerates moneylending. Religious zealots, though, spit on and do not tolerate the Jewish businessmen who do the moneylending. Shylock is a Jew and is spat on regularly, but commerce needs his money, and soon so will one of the spitters, to help a friend he loves dearly.
I have a warranty to unburden all my plots and purposes, how to get clear of all the debts I owe.
I pray you, good Bassanio, let me know it. And if it stand, as you yourself still do, within the eye of honor, be assured, my person, my extremest means, lie all unlocked to your occasion.
That's Antonio, a wealthy trader whose means are actually locked up in his business, but because he has collateral, he can borrow where his friend Bassanio can't, so they go to Shylock, who is amused that the same Antonio who publicly sneers at him is privately asking him for help. Shylock's willing to deal if his one-time tormentor will concede that this service he's providing is worth a lot. A whole lot.
Let the forfeit be nominated for an equal pound of your fair flesh to be cut off and taken in what part of your body pleaseth me.
Shylock is smiling as he says this, and Antonio isn't sure whether to be appalled or amused, but he has promised to help Bassanio, so... Amused it is. And then things start going wrong for everyone. Antonio's ships are wrecked at sea, so he can't pay. Bassanio's off wooing Portia when the loan comes due, so he can't help. And Shylock's daughter elopes with a Christian, so he's angry at all the Christians who have treated him like dirt, and he has one of them dead to rights.
You called me dog before you had a cause, but since I am a dog, beware my fangs. The Duke will grant me justice. I do wonder, you wicked jailers, you are so fond to come abroad with him at his request.
I pray you hear me speak.
I'll have my bond. I will not hear you speak. I'll have my bond, therefore speak no more. I'll not be made a soft and dull-eyed fool.
Pacino is pretty breathtaking, whether raging or darting around a Venice so gorgeous that he needs to be breathtaking to upstage it. He's not alone. Jeremy Irons keeps so much going on between Antonio's words, you feel you can actually see him thinking, especially when he's gazing longingly at Joseph Fiennes's Bassanio, who is himself swooning over Lynn Collins's decidedly swoon-worthy Portia. Her part of the play is mostly comic, having to do with princely suitors, stolen rings, and a bit of cross-dressing at Antonio's trial. It's the tension of balancing that lightness with the viciousness of anti-Semitism that makes Merchant of Venice such a tough story to tell today. In Elizabethan times, audiences saw the play as a comedy with two parts, one about romance, the other about a Christian society putting an uppity Jew in his place. To make that second part work, Shylock was played as a crude Jewish stereotype, but later, and especially after World War II, Shylock struck pretty much everybody as a tragic figure, not a comic one, and directors had to rethink. As Michael Radford's film establishes, Shakespeare made his characters complex, so their story can be read in intriguingly subversive ways. Radford's read will startle purists. He's cut the text to redefine both social tensions and several characters. His trial scene is an absolute corker, riveting even if you know how it plays out. And his ending finds so much subtext and delicacy in the lines that it makes the Bard's cruelest comedy seem remarkably even-handed, a merchant that's both of its own time and for our time. I'm Bob Mondello.
You can watch a scene from The Merchant of Venice at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.